Well, that's a word with a lot of meaning and a lot of different definitions depending on who you're talking to. I do think that no matter who you're speaking to, on some level, all of us are searching for it. Just why does it seem so hard to obtain? Why does it seem like when there's a little break in the clouds, a new storm moves in? But my biggest question, how do we get to a place that we can live in the chaos with understanding and enjoy the peace about all the rest of the things? Because let's face it, whatever the chaos is, it's not all bad. There are many things that bring about a sense of peace in your life. How do we learn to feed those things instead of constantly giving full news coverage to the storm? And while the initial storm may need the coverage, is it not wise of us to slowly start covering the good highlights as well? Giving ourselves permission to find comfort in the things that are going right may be just the things we need to weather the storm. Whatever your definition of peace, however you're seeking it, whether it be in a personal level or in some grand gesture to help something or someone or to fight for injustice, maybe the key to having the continued strength to keep going is to find the peace in the things that are already around you. Maybe peace of mind is what is needed, and that is not something we have or find, but something we do, nurture, and cultivate in ourselves. Again, as we always say, our inner dialogue is everything. Number one, say what you mean what you say. Number two, don't say to anyone unless you can say to everyone. Number three, don't say inside what you cannot say outside. And number four, don't say unless it's true, useful, or kind. Thank you.